is Cole Kublik?
No idea.
This could be trouble.
Now with the call, Cole Kublik.
Auburn.
We just talked to Cole Kublik a little while ago.
You watch him now on the screen.
It's bad ball. It's bad football.
That was Jim Bellett, number 61.
Oh, I get.
Speak up, please.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Is that good enough for you?
I'm almost embarrassed.
You can be miserable, but they are going to be miserable with you.
I said what I said.
We have to score.
What an exciting time in America.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap.
Good morning, North Alabama. Welcome in. Cube Show. Glad you're with us here on a Monday. Snowy Monday. How about that weather, Arkiche? Producer of the show, program director of Ump Sports.
Stop. It's over. It's all over. It's over. Everything's over.
Not everything.
I was going back and I was...
Alabama season's not over.
I was getting... Screw Alabama. They mean nothing to me right now, okay? I know I love them, but they mean nothing to me right now. Oh, Thursday, I think cover starts at 6 o'clock on the UMP for their game against Virginia Tech. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Screw it. I was going back looking through some audio because I wanted to find one particular clip from last year. And on this day, last year... The day after the selection show?
Uh-oh.
We were talking about how it snowed the day before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were talking about how Selection Sunday, it snowed early that morning. Very weird. And then while driving in, I'm only like snow showers. Yeah, look at my phone, it's 37 degrees.
It's chilly. Thinking, I was walking around the yard with short sleeves on yesterday afternoon. It felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how's it going to snow tonight? Jason Simpson posted something about 25 years ago. Yesterday, we were expecting 10 to 20 inches. By the way, that's a pretty big gap. Whoever was forecasting that one gave themselves a lot of room for error.
A little under a foot to almost 2 feet.
Guys, we're looking somewhere between 10 and maybe 20.
Just stay in.
So
That's the takeaway from
but
that.
But he threw in a sentence at the end, like, snow flurry still possible tonight. I was like, is this part of the throwback or...
You know what's weird is that I think I saw another tweet where he said, if you want to see snow, how about wake up before 6 a.m. and then check your radar?
It's like, right, I'll be up.
Fair enough.
For the last time.
For the very last time. It's all over. It's all over.
Man, this has been fun.
Yeah.
This has been a good time.
Do you want to tell people what's happening who aren't on social media yesterday? Because there are a lot.
Come on, there's nobody listening to this show that missed what's going on. Today is the
not
final.
Not everybody's on the old Twitter.
All right, fine. I put it on Instagram.
Even fewer people on Instagram.
Today is the final Cube Show. It's the last one that we're going to do. I'm not mad at Arky. Arky wasn't mad at me until I see him promoting a website that has me in a bracket that you can vote upon your least favorite SEC broadcasters ever last night. So I guess he has gotten angry in here in the last 24 hours.
I'm still in the anger phase. I'm not in the denial phase. I'm not in the bargaining phase of depression. I'm flat out. I'm in grief.
The station is not flipping formats. So I know there's some folks in town that are disappointed to hear that. But it's not. It's the UMP's not going country or rock or.
Why not?
They're not giving Dale another station. I don't know if he probably wishes that that would happen.
I don't know if the last part's true.
But nobody's getting fired. Nobody's mad at anybody. This is, in full disclosure, this is my decision. This is something that I need to do and I need to step away from. And part of the reason that this is happening today is I'm having surgery tomorrow.
You just went to Auburn's pro day.
I'm getting a HIPAA violation myself. So
yeah, I'm not talking about that.
I was just in Auburn on Friday. I didn't think you were going to be interested in talking too much about
no,
Trey Matthews'
thinking,
workout.
Like, I'm putting the dots together.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Auburn just recently lost a possible offensive lineman to Texas, and you're like, We're going to shore that up right now.
You cool with his video, by the way?
I just watched his video. Yeah. I'm so done with that Calvin Ashley kid.
Actually, Calvin Ashley's going to be there for a few
Not
more
Calvin
years.
Ashley,
you should be ready for him.
Calvin
Anderson.
Anderson.
I didn't watch it either. I just had a couple people tweet at me that said it was hokey.
It's weird because he didn't.
He's
go
going to
him.
Texas.
Hokey.
Yeah. The Rice transfer. So this will be it. Listen, we want to have fun today. We want to talk about just some of our memories, some of the times that we had, why this was so great for us. You guys, the listeners, were a big part of that. You guys made this show fun. The interaction via Twitter, sometimes on the phones, and just being a part of everything with us. You know, it's been great. It's been fun. The best part about this show
is the intern's not showing up on time.
And as we expected, the same thing happens today.
Yep.
Why would it be any different?
The only day I need somebody on phones. Literally the only
Nobody's
day.
Nobody's calling in. 866-485-9867.
Don't give the number.
We do want to hear you guys. Well, listen, we want your best story, your best memory. We want what you think of the show. We want to hear how terrible we are.
Oh, no. Stop that.
So,
stop.
Let us know.
On the last day?
866-485-9867. They can text in, too. I still don't know the text number, so give it out.
No.
If you guys always wonder why I pause and then Arky gives the text number out, it's because I don't know it.
You never learned it. We're not going to give it now. Not giving it now. It's 910-663-5663 if you want to give your parting words.
What's been your best memory of this show? On air.
I say our dinosaur debate was pretty legit.
Yeah, that's mine, too.
It was a pretty legit debate. And I went back and tried to find it. I don't even know where it's at. Like, I listened to like 17 hours of shows, like bits and pieces of. Like, I was up all day yesterday trying to figure out where.
Sorry, I ruined your nap yesterday.
I should have tagged.
Up all day yesterday.
Somewhere. Oh, yeah. Could have really used a nap yesterday. A lot looking for, so I didn't find that. I found some other treats, like Billy Bob Thornton hanging up on us twice.
That was great.
Paula Deen not knowing how to do anything.
She was great.
Yeah. So there's...
What did she call it? You're listening to what?
Oh, we'll get to it. we'll get to it. We got 4 hours. Let me milk this.
Not burn it all yet. But yeah, listen, the station's going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. Arky's going to be fine. Nobody is...
No, we're not going to be fine.
Nobody's losing their life
here. We're not going to be fine. Okay, we're not going to die, sure, but we're not going to be fine.
Here's the best part about this deal for me, and you know, I know a lot of folks don't really know how radio works or what goes on or how it happens, but you know, Arky pretty much runs this station, but Arky is also the producer of this show, and essentially my co-host. I've leaned on him heavily throughout the entire time that I've been back on the air here in North Alabama, and you know, he's kind of let me with his input as well, but he's let us do it the way we wanted to do it. And I think that's been the best part of this whole deal. The fact that we haven't really had any strict guidelines. We haven't had any don't do this, you can't do that, or you have to do this. And we just kind of have tried to have fun and entertain and inform the best way that we know how. And that, to me, is just what's been the best part of this whole thing.
I do want to say this. If you're going to call in today... And by all means, wait till our interns get here.
If you bring up hockey, we're hanging up on you. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Okay. Well, I was going to reveal that we're going to Anchorage. We're going to learn a lot more hockey, though. But okay. I mean, that's on you. If you're going to call in today, understand something. We don't want you to call in to cuss the company. This is not a decision made without the consult of the company. So what I want you to do instead, you don't have to call and praise them either because they don't deserve it. They didn't do anything. But what they did do is something that I don't think we'll ever get anywhere. And it's really hard to get if you work for a corporation. Is that legitimately we were given free reign. As long as I didn't yell the F word, we were pretty much allowed to do whatever we want. And that's really rare. It's really rare for them to let us go out and spread our wings and fly like the birds we are, like the eagles, like the war eagle Cole is.
Oh, there you go.
They let Cole fly around. And you know what? We do owe them a debt of gratitude. At Cumulus Media allowed us to explore what this show could be entertainment-wise, information-wise, and they even put on a guy who has CTE. And that is, honestly, I think that is one of those equal opportunity, equal employment opportunity things that we should not forget, that they allowed a guy to come on who has a brain disorder. And that's okay. And that's okay. We won't judge you going forward. And we wish the best for you going forward, Cole, because we know it's going to be some tough years ahead.
Yeah, it's...
But
I lost my wallet for about 5 hours yesterday, and that was it was rough. I was mad.
You lost your keys on Friday too. So when you're coming back from pro day, so there's a lot of
that was a conversation between you and I that nobody else knew about.
There you go.
And you just throw that out there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, CTE, brother. Just trying to get everybody to help you out. So honestly,
I literally lost my keys coming out of Starbucks with coffee on the phone with you.
It's pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous how advanced your CTE is. I hope your kids enjoy the time they got with their dad while they can. So I don't want you to come in and cuss the company. First of all, if you cuss, I'm gonna have to drop it, and that's gonna suck. Secondly, they allowed us to do what we could.
I thought I made it clear. This is my decision. This is me. It's not Cumulus. Is not forcing this. They're not canceling this show. This is something that I'm taking the bullet here. This is something that I'm stepping away from, and it was a difficult decision. It's not something that this part of it was not something that I was really excited about, because I believe in this show. I love this show, and I've had a blast doing this show. So there's no reason to be upset with the company that owns this station at all. All right, here we go with the phones. Let's get it rolling. 866-485-9867. Bama Zach wants to chime in. Good morning, Zach.
Cole, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm great, man. Thanks.
Hey, this wasn't what I was expecting this morning. I was expecting you to make an announcement about another show. I didn't know you were completely getting out of the radio business for, I guess you could say, a while, because you can never say never in the business, right?
Well, all I said is this, that I'm stepping away from this show. So, and like I said, the timing has to do with a couple of different things, part of which is that I am having surgery tomorrow, so I need a little time to recover from that, so... That's the only thing really that we can share right now.
Yeah, I pray surgery goes well. And like I say, everybody that calls in upset, just stay tuned. I put it like that, because like you say, in the business, you never say never. So, but hey, you and Arky have kept me laughing and going for 4 hours every morning, and I've enjoyed it greatly. And, you know, we hadn't always agreed on everything. But I still listen, and I still call you, and I still text you, brother. But I do have requests. Since this is the last day, we got to have Arky read rap and Cole read country, or this show will not end the correct way.
We'll see if Arky can put it together, Zach. Hey, I appreciate you. You've been there since day two, Zach, so I appreciate that.
Okay, brother. And I'll continue to watch you on SEC Network, and good best wishes to you and the family, brother.
Thank you,
Zach. You too, Arthur. We love you too, brother.
He's on the phone, but he says thank you.
Okay. All right. See you.
He says
brother.
You too, Arky. He appreciates you.
Roll Tide, Zach. Is that what he said? Roll Tide?
He said he appreciates you and thank you. There, he hung up in your face. A lot of people don't remember, but
show up and answer these phones.
Kind of an interesting plot twist here. Zach.
This is going to ruin my entire show.
You know, my first show in Huntsville was on in the afternoon, and after about a month, they wanted to move me to mornings, and I just said, okay. Well, that bumped a show off mornings that no longer exists, and Zach was pretty upset about it, and he called in the first day that I was on and voiced his displeasure, and I just said, hey, do me a favor. Give me a shot. Go a week. See if you like it, and if you don't, then all right, but just at least give me a shot. He called back day two, and he's like, cool, I'm in. I'm good. So Zach's been with me since day two.
God bless Zach in day two. Day one, I wasn't with you on day one either.
No, you weren't.
I didn't want it to be around. But
I think you might have been in high school. Or at least at Montevallo.
No, what? Yeah, probably. That's probably what I was.
John wants to join in. What's up, John?
Hey, Cube. Hey, Arky.
What's up, John in Kentucky?
I just wanted to thank both of you guys. I think I listen to you two all 4 hours a day more than anybody else in my whole life. And at nighttime when I'm putting my son to bed and waiting for him to go to sleep, that's when I tweet you guys. So it's you've been kind of part of our bedtime tradition every night, so I'm going to miss you.
This is John Smack?
Yes.
Legitimately. Finally got him to call in.
Only took us going off the air.
John, you have listen, we have had more dedicated fans only due to tenure that have been around longer, and that's not to put you down, but you by far are the most dedicated tweeter that this show has ever had, and it's not even close. And the creativity and the randomness that you have come up with has made Arky and I laugh here in this studio a lot of times, and it's appreciated.
The pleasure's mine, gentlemen. It's a great show.
Well, thank you so much for the support, and we look forward to keeping in touch with you moving forward.
Oh, sure. The show's going to go on beyond this. Trust me.
There you go.
Do you know something? Are you hiring us in Kentucky?
Maybe.
You got a show up there in Kentucky we can do?
Thank you, John. All right, we've had like two awkward phone calls already.
Maybe what's his name? Matt Jones can.
He might have something.
Kentucky Sports Radio,
KSR Bama edition. KSR Butt Bama,
Butt-tucky.
Wow,
Butt Bama.
That didn't sound appropriate.
Well, that's you can't think Butt Kentucky.
How did you get John Smack to call into the show?
I opened up the phone lines.
866-485-9867. Listen, like we said, we want this to be fun today. We want to celebrate the show that we've had, the run that we've had, because we're pretty proud of it, and we feel like we've done our best. We've tried to do our best. We've tried to keep it entertaining, facts and opinions, fun, light, cool, different, hip, dumb at times, but we've done it all.
Got a text from my intern. He overslept. Good. He'll be here at 8.
You can't be mad at him. He's technically not an intern right now.
He wanted to come. Now I have to answer all these. I can't even hear what people are saying because I'm having to answer all these calls. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. This is Chris over in Auburn. I've worked for the school system. You had come down a couple years ago. And
absolutely, Chris.
For us.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to thank you for having done that and for being such a great person to work with through that. That was something not a lot of people, I don't think, know that you do those kinds of things and just how grateful I am that you took the time to do that. And I hate the show's ending, but, I know that you'll have great things going on in the future.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much.
And I got you the pardon from the supper club.
We still have the letter up here in the studio. So
Chris did all that?
Okay.
Chris made that happen.
Great. Yeah.
Chris, God bless you.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. I mean, granted, the place was in rubbles, but...
A pardon's a pardon.
Fair, because you never know when the next one's going up.
Whether it's from the governor or the president.
The governor.
It depends on if it's Kay Ivey or if it's... Don Sigelman, who was never governor, but wanted a lottery, and that's why he got my support for
it. I appreciate that you go Sigelman.
Sigelman.
Most people would say Sigelman.
Well, he just got released out of prison, so, yeah.
All right, we should probably get to 10 after tweets. Based on what was going on yesterday, I feel like we could do 4 hours of tweets today.
Yeah, okay, let's, all right, get my crying shoes on.
Bring me the tweets!
Tommy Mays tweets in 8 minutes ago. You guys have gotten me through many a paper route. Which one? Take your pick.
It's route.
Without falling asleep. TY and God bless you and all your endeavors. Looks like serious from here on out. Hashtag only one cube show. That is true. Not the serious part, because you're going to stay away from that and keep it locked on the ump no matter what. But there is only one cube show.
There is. There is a lot we accomplished in this show in 3.5 years. Like, a lot. Like, we won Abbeys. We won top 25 mid-market morning show years.
I only have one Abbey at home.
I've won Abbeys.
Oh.
For sportscasters. So that's me, my bad.
Humble
that's
brag.
Which, by the way, we've been nominated for another Abbey for next week at the awards. So we'll be at that dinner hoping to win.
Oh, that's next week?
That's next Saturday.
Okay.
So the Abbeys are next Saturday. So hopefully Cube Show...
Change my plans.
Hopefully the now-defunct Cube Show will have won another award. Hopefully they don't hear the thing on the show anymore by the time they get the awards. But that's for last year, so it's okay. We were a show the whole of last year.
Bobby Barnett tweets in a Cube show right now. I'm listening to Michael Bolton singing "How Am I Going to Live Without You."
Not the best version. I'll play the best version coming back.
Rudy Slowstroke tweets in, I was told there would be Taz and Moose.
Patience, grasshoppers.
Matthew Knowles tweets at Cube Show, I don't even want to turn the radio on yet. This is going to be too sad. It hasn't been that sad yet.
Oh, it'll get there. We're in hour one.
Bobby Barnett tweets at Cube Show, listeners will be looking for reliable psychological counseling. How about Brian Smith? He tweets at Cube Show, don't throw it! Don't throw it! I feel like I nailed that. Live.
Oh, which one was live?
Exactly. He also tweets, gonna miss the show, but it's been one hell of a ride. By the way, I may be looking for a job in broadcasting. Any openings? Hashtag exit stage right.
6 to 10.
Wow.
Right here on the ump. 6 to 10.
Body not even cold yet.
Hey, by the way, if you tweet at the show, tweet at me especially. I need love, mainly because I want to be able to get to you guys throughout the next day or two. I want to be able to say things. I don't always see the Cube Show tweets, so if you want a response, I'll respond to everybody at some point. But I want to be able to say thank you to everyone who did and has been listening, because it does mean a lot to me. It does mean a lot to me.
Well, here, David McCreary tweets, at Cole Kubik, at Cube, at Arky Shea. Y'all have had a great run. We'll miss you guys on morning radio. At Cole Kubik, at Arky Shea. He tweeted at you twice.
No, I'm not saying you only have to read the ones that are tweeted at me. I'm just saying, in the future, if you're going to do that, I would love to be able to see this quickly, because Claude knows how it's been for you. It probably has been. But for me, my mentions have been 20-plus.
Oh, yesterday was
every single time I opened Twitter. And it's just been, it's all been about this. Except for the one time I tweeted something about Oklahoma not deserving to be in the bracket. But we're not going to talk about that today. And fortunately, never again. Who cares who's going to win, right?
Freddie Maggard tweets at Cole Kubik, route is in stout. Come on, man, finish strong.
That's
hashtag
right.
Cube Show.
Even though...
what do you mean that's right? You're the one that says root.
That's why did he tweet at you?
Trophy Nuts tweets, I knew at some point this day would come. Best of luck to you, Cole and Arky. Very professional. Very kind. Strings attached there.
Not
no
a lot
ifs,
of personality
ands, or
to it. Not a lot of personal touch.
He's getting down to business. He's probably flying back from
Greg
North Korea
Ray
or something.
Greg Ray texts into the show at 910-663-5663. I appreciate you guys. We'll be listening to stand-up comedy on XM now. No, please don't.
Somebody's cut deep, man.
I can't listen to stand-up comedy. That early in the morning, I need like a certain type of radio.
Ken Davis, at Crash Davis 69 tweets, at Cube Show. We'll miss you guys. You two have been part of my life for 4 to 5 years.
Well,
show's been on for 3.5. We're not going to tell them that, though. Get to find a new morning show routine now. It's not the Twit and Meathead show, that's for sure.
That's right, the Twit and Meathead show.
What channel's Twit and Meathead on?
Is that Dale Jackson?
I got a couple guesses I could take at stabs, but Cole Frederick at ColeFred24 tweets, whoever is in charge of working the phones in the morning has their work cut out for them.
Yeah, thanks, Cole Fred. Dad Cole is supposed to be here 30 minutes ago. He'll be here at 8. I'm guessing to tell me Russell Westbrook's cruising. I don't know. I'm guessing that's why he's showing up.
Jason May tweets at Cube Show, all facts for sure. This news eventually happens when you're excellent in your job. Whatever is coming new will be good, but it won't ever be the same. Not that it's bad. It will just be different. I feel like I just read what Jason wrote in my yearbook the last day of my senior year of high school.
You know,
starting to feel like graduation a little bit.
Got a little vitamin C going there?
Chris Crow tweets in, Paula Deen, ? I got to say this. Of all the people who flipped out yesterday and were threatening to burn the station down, and that's actually not a joke. We've got the tweets that suggest that.
Don't delete them.
Say they hate
Cumulus.
We've
already screen grabbed them and sent them to corporate.
That say that their life is over. Chris Crow stayed 1,000 times more calm than I would have ever expected.
Chris Crow, who came in hot about, what, a year and a half ago, came in like real hot. He's calm?
I mean, he is probably our most... He's one of our most dedicated fans.
Can I just mention this on our last show? I know everyone's sad, but you can go to CubeShowShirts.com right now, and you can buy a shirt in remembrance of the Cube Show. You can buy it online right now, CubeShowShirts.com. Just click on the place order. You can also get your Butt Bama shirt. We probably won't be coming out with a whole lot of new designs after that. Even though I have a couple designs, I wanted to do an All Barn Radio, but that's not going to happen. We were working on that design, and then this blew up. But you can buy a Cube Show shirt right now as a goodbye and give us money. Actually, that show goes off to Bye Boys. We got to make the shirt. Yeah, that would be a nice send-off present to yourself. So CubeShowShirts.com. You can get your Butt Bama shirt, which is on pre-order. And you can get that in time for the spring game coming up. And then you can get your Cube Show shirt. Your officially licensed Cube Show shirt. Okay, it's not licensed, but it's official. It's the only official shirt. And by the way, once we stop selling these, we won't make them anymore. So we're doing a limited run. If you want a Cube Show shirt... I'm just saying, you may want to go ahead and put your orders in.
Mike Sparkman tweets, think you could get Billy Bob Thornton to make one last call into the show?
I did put in a request to his agent, so we'll see.
Probably be a short one.
I'll tell you this. I went back. We'll hear from Billy Bob coming up later, but do you know the last time we talked to him was in March of last year? So it's about that time.
There you go.
It's about that time for him to coming by Merrimack Hall.
Daniel Blake Hill. At Daniel Blake Hill tweets 8 hours ago at Cube Show. I haven't been a listener long, but I was instantly hooked when I first tuned in. The show has become a part of my morning routine and something I looked forward to each day. Thank you for all the laughs.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting teary-eyed.
JLay12 tweets, wow. Going to miss the show. I've been listening to Sports Talk Radio for over 25 years in ATL and now Huntsville.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He's just been listening. He's been listening in Atlanta.
That's it.
And okay. Well, we're gonna miss you very much.
Atlanta now Huntsville and Cole, you explain the technical aspect of football better than anybody I've ever heard. Hope you're moving up. Good luck.
I don't think you do it nearly as well, Jordan Rogers. But you know you're up there.
Thank you, Adam Mack.
Listen, since it's our last show, we can be real, right?
Thank you. Adam McMick at SMAD64 tweets at Cube Show. Lasted longer than the Madison Magicians will.
That's not their name yet. We don't know what their name's going to be. It's going to be the Madison Fighting Cube Shows. Rest in peace.
Matthew Knowles tweets at Cube Show. Speaking of Cube Show shirts, don't think I'm not wearing that B today. Yeah, I can't. I'm not taking chances here on the last day. Last thing I need is to not get my final paycheck.
Don't give a rip, right? This comes from Tanner at T-Breaks 2010 at Cube Show. We're going to miss the show. We have loved being a sponsor the last year. Hashtag Valley Equipment Rental. I'm really going to... I don't say this lightly. For you to invest your money into us and to want to be a part of this program, it's Major League. And we're always going to love you for that. To trust us with your money and to think that we're going to be able to help you and the Cube Show family will come out in full force and support you.
Valley Equipment Rental. Best in North Alabama.
Absolutely.
Tanner, I'll be getting in touch with you later today.
Do they have any like snow moving equipment? Because the snow showers this morning.
I don't think there's going to be an accumulation. You'll be okay.
Okay, they worried me a little with the snow this morning. I was like, I didn't even
They got the skid steer, though. You need a Bobcat? Valley Equipment Rental. Ray Sively tweets, burn the station down, question mark. That's the only way that board is getting replaced. never got that third microphone. Mm.
That's true. That's true. We went the entire tenure with only two microphones.
Here's Chris Crow. At CLC Crow 1876. He tweets 7 minutes ago at Cube Show. This effing sucks.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's gonna be a long show. I want to read. Can I read one more just before we go to break? Because we're gonna have a lot of these to get to.
There's a lot.
Darren Winston tweets at Arkansas. Donald Eugene Don Sigelman is a former American politician lawyer. Don't worry, he gets to where he wants to get. Who's held numerous positions and offices in states of Alabama, including one term as the 51st governor of Alabama from 1999 to 2003. But I said he wasn't governor. I meant to say he wasn't my governor. Meaning, like, I didn't get a chance to vote for him. That's all.
I can't let you shut it down there. Dirty Dave's tweeting in. At Cube Show, I surprised myself. I am here for my second least favorite day in the history of radio. Hashtag RIP Cube Show. Hashtag RIP Cube Kid. Now, the second one there was no option given. That one was forced. This hand is not being forced, so that's why you shouldn't be upset with anybody else affiliated with the ump or Cumulus. Don't be mad at me. That's fine. Matthew Knowles tweets, I want to call in, but I'll cuss or cry, or more than likely both. That actually makes for great radio, so we would encourage that, not the cussing part.
No.
The crying part, we would appreciate that on air.
A lot of crying. I would appreciate a lot of... By the way, if you cuss on air, you're going to ruin it for everybody. Please don't do that.
Hunter Machnika at Magic_Mac tweets.
I remember that guy.
Hands down, best radio show in the biz. You guys opened up your studio to me as an intern, and it was awesome. Learned a lot and had hella fun. I'm going to miss getting breakfast for you boys. Godspeed.
I'm going to miss you getting breakfast for us, too. Hunter working at one of your favorite restaurants, by the way.
He works at Shoney's?
You can stop that right now. By the way, did you see that they're opening more in North Alabama?
Shut up.
Did you see that? I was like, you guys can't get one to work.
Who's going to go in there and pre-grease the floors is what I need to know.
They're opening more. They don't want everybody to drive to Athens to find it. Hey, Marcia Farabee.
Yeah, you got to read this one. This is good because I don't think she knows what's going on.
Have loved everything about the show. Ready for replacement morning show. Diet Cole knows sports.
Well, Diet Cole doesn't know how to show up on time.
Yeah. So if you want to give your son a call, tell him to wake up. Maybe he can do a morning show. We love Diet Cole. He's still coming in here. He's going to be here at 8. I think intern Farrah is going to drop back by at some point. Man, our interns want to come back and hang out with us. Also, it's apparently spring break for a lot of people, so...
Oh, man, all four of them.
It's easier for them to show up.
We've been here 3.5 years. We've had, what, 4 interns, and they're all happy with the show?
Listen, I'm okay with that. I'm not... Bama's X said, I forgot to say to Arky, roll tide. We'll miss y'all. Thanks for making our mornings entertaining.
Yeah, I was going to save that one for you. I wasn't going.
Roll tide!
I wasn't going to do that one.
By the way, Alabama in the NCAA tournament.
Are we going to talk some NCAA tournament today?
No. But I just want to play this before we go. Because I'm not going to find another way to get this in. This was in our number one last year as we were reading tweets. On the day after Selection Sunday, you'll hear Cole reading a tweet and then me being prophetic.
At John Solomon, CBS tweets, this will be the 10th time in 11 years that both Alabama and Auburn missed the NCAA tournament. But hey, spring football. I actually agree with that. I'm excited about spring ball.
Here we go. I would be surprised if this time next year we're not hearing both Alabama and Auburn's names selected in the NCAA show. I would count myself as surprised. Legitimately surprised. If we come back on the Monday after the Selection Sunday, and not one of them, but either of them. I think they're both will be in the tournament next year.
Wow. 68 teams, Arky.
Wow.
Neither
one of them made it last
year. This is the 4-team college football playoff we're talking about.
Neither one of them made it last year.
It's a 68-team field.
Neither one of them
made
it last year.
You're going to humble brag that prediction?
Neither one of them made it last year. By the way, Auburn was a team that went 4-14 in conference last year.
68 teams is all I'm saying.
I'm saying this. Alabama wasn't a huge bet, but Auburn was a huge bet. And I'm taking it. It's my last day. I'm taking it. That's my
That's guys, I got to tell you, I think both Duke and Kansas are going to be in the field next year.
You've got to be out of your effing
mind. I'm just throwing this one out there. So
you really just compared Alabama and Auburn to Duke?
You can check mark that one, and then next year when the field's announced, you can play that one again on the next day.
You're really going to tell me Duke and Kansas in the same sentence as Alabama-Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
You're really going to try to put that in the same sentence?
I'm for throwing out predictions.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Let me have this!
Back with more Cube Show right after this.
Nick Cage has his weird hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, it's good because it's got Oreo guy from Rounders.
A lot of stuff I didn't understand there.
Pay that man his money. I don't know. I don't do it very well, but you know who I'm talking about.
Really basically summing up everyone's feelings this morning. Yeah, it's gonna be a tear. Are you gonna cry today?
Probably.
I probably am gonna cry today.
It's been a while since I had a good cry. I need to get it out.
The wife told me yesterday. She's like, "So tomorrow's the last show, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." She's like, "You want to cry about it?" I was like, "What?
Isn't right then?"
I was like, "Yeah, you want to give me a minute?" No, she thinks there's gonna be some crying, and I thought, "Yeah, probably a lot of." You know, a lot of sniffling to try to hold back the tears. Do you have any, like, anti-crying techniques I can use? Like maybe, like, stab myself or something? Where it's just like, oh, I gotta just not think about the mental pain, but the physical one where there's a knife inside me. Or maybe pinch myself.
You just gotta think happy thoughts. For you, I would say, to avoid crying, just conjure up beef stroganoff in your brain.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy right now.
I think that'd be the only way you could do it, so...
I think I think Kelly's awake now, Mrs. Arkey. Beef stroganoff tonight. That's how we make Arkey not depressed.
Make it all better.
That's how we make Arkey depressed, not depressed tonight.
What'd you do this weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
I cried a lot.
We didn't hit that in the first segment.
So. I watched snow happen. I watched snow happen, which is basically the biggest thing I could say about this weekend. No, the biggest thing that happened this weekend. Was that I found myself not watching as much basketball as I thought. And making fun of the NCAA basketball selection show.
God, that was bad.
What?
The only positive...
I remember listening... Remember, I played that clip before that. I remember giving praise to the selection show because they had cut off a half hour of it. They had gotten to the point. Boom, boom, boom. Yesterday? I don't know what kind of... Jet Li fighting movie they were trying to do there with some of their time sync issues...
The audio stuff was bad, but I don't understand why you burn 11 minutes right off the jump on automatic bids.
Yeah, we kind of
already knew
they're automatic.
I mean, I realize that there are some people watching that show that didn't know that Iona got in, but to burn that kind of time on the automatic bids, if you were going to do it the way you're talking, wouldn't the way to come in? If you're going to go alphabetical, to at least right off the jump, give us the teams that we don't know if they made it. And then use the anticipation of where are they going to be seated and who are they playing to come later. That's your delay?
Or how about it wasn't broken?
Fair.
The first thing that – let me ask you this. Is the first thing that you noticed that was weird about that a studio audience?
That was strange.
The first thing – they're showing a wide shot of the crowd. I'm like, oh, this is going to be
the
weird.
The studio also felt gigantic.
Yeah.
Like for selections. Like they're in a warehouse. It's just a selection show, guys. You don't need like four stages.
I can't believe I found myself watching this long enough because at some point, like I'd lost the remote. And so like it was still on. And like they were breaking down who they pick, who they're going to pick to win. And one of the guys was trying to pick between Alabama and Virginia Tech. And he really yelled out to the crowd, which one should I pick? And like someone yells, Roll Tide!
I was out by that point.
By the way, I don't know if he picked out because I immediately found the remote. This is awful.
There's
nothing broken about it.
Now, I will say, the only positive, I think Gumbel did it once, which didn't – did Gumbel say Mike Pearl?
Greg Gumbel, yeah.
Oh.
Gumbel, so, the worst of the Gumbel brothers. Brian Gumbel is the better one.
There's only a few things you'd feel like you would need to know about some of these teams that are getting in. The head coach's name would probably be one.
Well, the guy called them the Buffalo Bills instead of the Buffalo Bulls that got in. I was like, you guys don't even – what are you doing? Everybody knows this is a fraud. You guys don't care about this. Why do you – listen, say what you want about ESPN and how bad some of their commentators are. But at least they're college basketball dudes talking about college basketball.
No, yeah. That's what they do.
Charles Barkley showed up and be like, hey, Auburn's in. All right, War Eagle. Like,
I was cool with that. I was good with that, by the way.
Shocking they brought Charles in to debut the Auburn region, huh? Shocking.
I was okay with, I think Greg did it once, and I know Ernie Johnson did it once. Kind of like the slow burn of teams that didn't get in. So they would flip the screen, and he's up next, and Johnson basically goes with the, okay, based on the alphabetical order here, Notre Dame would be next. Let's see if they were that next team, and it looks as Notre Dame did not get into the tournament. I'm like, damn, we're just calling teams out now for not getting in?
I appreciate that. Should have done that for Oklahoma, but I appreciate that.
I loved it for Louisville as well. Gumbel's like, Louisville will be next on this schedule. It looks, and the Cardinals will not be in the tournament.
Good.
Like, when's the last time you remember on the reveal of teams that got in, they called out teams that didn't? I'm like, shouldn't we just be celebrating the teams that got in? You guys are just specifically blocking off time to mock the teams that didn't make it.
Mm.
I appreciated that.
No, I appreciate the shade that was being thrown. We're burying the lead about the show, though. This is the last Scoop show. It's the last Cube show. And next hour, by the way, we're going to bring back some of your hits. Like, we're going to play some games and some things that we are...
games.
Like, Arky's going to read rap today. That's me. We're going to do the college football playoff if the college football playoff started today, which, by the way, it doesn't. But this is the last time we can do it. Real Southern Gentlemen are returning.
Oh, boy.
Real Southern Gentlemen have to come back because this is the one of the last times that we'll be able to do that. I was trying to, there was nothing good about
the show ending.
Yeah. So I was thinking about all the stuff that we had, like, good music for. I was thinking, is there one last 30 for 30 I could do? Maybe I'd do it on the Walking Dead episode last night.
Oh, that would be depressing.
Did you watch it?
Yep. Okay. Not happy.
You're not?
No.
That's all right. It is what it's going to be. Like
I'm with you there. I've come to grips with the fact that this show will never end, and the things that I need to happen in the show will not take place.
Mm-hmm.
Just won't.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Like they're creating characters to kill off now is what they're doing. They're giving me new characters and they're developing them in a one or two show setting just so they can kill them. To avoid killing the other people that probably need to be dead.
Kind of what Greg Gumbel did last night.
Fair.
He developed Notre Dame and then killed them.
Do you want to take this second break of the hour, or do you just want to blow through the top?
Well, we only got like 2 minutes till the break anyway.
All right.
So let's read some more goodbyes. If you haven't heard, this is the last Cube show. And the last Cube show means the last really chance for tweets to be at the show. I mean, I have Paula Deen lined up for us.
Oh, yes.
Do you,
By the way, Darren says that, two ladies have done that song. Leanne Rimes, parentheses, Busta's daughter, and Trisha Yearwood. Busta Rhymes is responsible for Leanne Rimes?
Cole, if you believe that, F the motion from property in Arizona. That's right. I went George Strait on y'all. We'll read some more goodbyes coming up. But I wanted to give people a chance who listen in this hour, not only just say goodbye, but hear one of our great moments. Ladies and gentlemen, Paula Deen.
Can you do me one favor before you go?
Paula Deen came on to promote whatever she wanted to promote.
I think this might be my favorite moment.
All we wanted her to do.
And I'm kind of surprised you're burning it in the 6 o'clock hour.
We're not burning it. People are listening. You read all the tweets? John from Kentucky called. People are listening. We had the most calls we've ever had in the 6 o'clock hour. So this is Paula Deen, who's, you know, apparently fresh off being a racist.
Throwing that out.
You know that's a trial that happened. It exists. She's trying to make it back her way back onto the scene. And so she's coming on to promote something, and we just wanted her to read a liner. And this is without any editing of the actual moment that happened. This is exactly how it unfolded right here on the show.
Can you do me one favor before you go?
Absolutely.
We have a segment of the show called Real Southern Gentlemen. Could you possibly intro that segment? Just say, this is Paula Deen, and you're listening to the Real Southern Gentlemen on Cube Show.
All right, Real Southern
Gentlemen on Cube Show.
On the Cube Show.
Cube Show. Yes, ma'am. Like Cube Steak.
On the Cube Show.
You got
she
it.
Ain't cooking no Cube Steak, by the way.
I think I got it.
Here we go.
By the way, as the narrator would say, she would not have it.
Okie doke, I think I got it.
Here we go.
Okay.
I haven't stopped it.
Can I go?
You're ready. Whenever you're ready. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, y'all. This is Paula Deen, and you're listening to the Real Southern Gentleman's Show on Cube.
It's not possible to think that was right. It's just not. It's not humanly possible to think you got that right.
Boy, was that as bad as you could get it. She got all the words in it.
She got
almost all the words.
Yeah, because she said show on Cube, so Cube Show, so I guess.
Hey, y'all, this is Paula Deen, and you're listening to the Real Southern Gentleman's Show on Cube.
What? The fact that she dropped the phone on us is even better.
She seems so annoyed that, like, man, she's like, on Cube, click. Done and done. No longer having to deal with this rigmarole. You're listening to the Real Southern Gentleman Show on Cube.
I don't know what is going to top that for me ever when it comes to this show.
Okie doke, I think I got it.
No, she...
Okie doke, I think I got
she
it.
She did not have
what
it.
What a sweet lady.
I guess.
Hey, y'all. She threw that in for us. Do you think that's her signature?
Yeah, well...
Hey, y'all.
She...
We didn't ask... We should have stopped right there. Paul, we didn't ask you to get all cute with the hey, y'all. Could you just say what we asked you to say?
Her signature dish is butter, so yeah, it's...
Are you going to try and tell us today you don't like butter also?
I'm just saying
another
signature
food product
dish.
You're not a fan of? I'm okay with it.
I mean, I don't eat just butter, but everything's better with butter. Billy right. Bob Thornton's still to come on the show.
Oh, our conversation with.
Both times.